The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. The New York Times, the paper that has spent years protecting Democrats, just published the most devastating political obituary in American history. And no, it's not about a person. It's about an entire political party. Stick with me to the very end of this video because I've got all the stats and data that are going to show you that the Democrat Party is literally on life support, all the while they're facing a midterm catastrophe. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you make sense of all the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you are changing the world in ways you never even imagine, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Fresh off an astonishing diplomatic tour de force with Russian President Vladimir Putin, President Trump's approval polling is through the roof. Insider Advantage, one of the single most accurate pollsters of the 2024 election, has Trump's approval rating right now standing at 54%, a plus 10 approval. And it's not just Insider Advantage. Here's the latest from our good friend Mark Mitchell over at Rasmussen. Again, one of the most accurate pollsters of 2024. He has Trump up at 53%, 52.7 to be exact. So that's within the margin of error within Insider Advantage's numbers. Now, this is bad enough. The Democrats emphatically do not want to hear that the incumbent president has a plus 50% approval rating going into the midterms, because that's the ultimate firewall, historically speaking. Presidents under 50% approval, underwater, as they say, tend to lose upwards of around 30 seats in the midterms. Presidents above 50%, however, only lose a handful of seats or even possibly gain a seat or two. So again, the backdrop of all the redistricting that's happening here, like in Texas, against that backdrop, Trump's plus 50% approval rating is just as devastating. But nothing, absolutely nothing, could have prepared the Democrats for the bombshell report that just dropped from the New York Times. They're calling it the Democrat voter registration crisis. I want that to hit you. The Democrats' own propaganda machine that's never met a left-wing issue it doesn't shamelessly shill for, the New York Times, just admitted that the Democrats are, in their words, quote, hemorrhaging voters and facing a stampede away from the Democrat Party. Now, we have been talking about this mass voter defection away from the Democrats for literally years. This is not something that just started in the last couple of months. As Rush used to say, we are on the cutting edge of societal evolution right here on this channel. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. So we've been reporting on this for at least the last 18 months. And make no mistake, the far left activists disguised as journalists over at the New York Times, they knew about this too. They knew about this hemorrhaging of voter registrations among Democrats. They just didn't want you to know about it. They hid it from you. They had hoped that all of their futile attempts at sabotaging the Trump presidency would turn this hemorrhaging around. But alas, it was all for naught. Trump is now more popular today than he's ever been. And so the left-wing activists disguised as journalists over the New York Times are sounding the alarm. The Democrats have to do something to turn this voter hemorrhaging around, or they are literally not going to exist as a party anymore. And again, to underscore this, gang, this is coming from the New York Times. What they found was that among the 30 states that track voter registration by party, Democrats have lost ground to Republicans in all 30 of those states. Not some, not most, all. All 30 states. The swing away from the Democrats is absolutely shocking. 4.5 million voters in the last 4 years. Democrats lost 2.1 million registered voters, all the while Republicans gained 2.4 million. Gang, that's not a trend. That's a political earthquake. Remember when Democrats owned young voters? You remember those days? Remember when they smugly assumed every college graduate would automatically become a Democrat loyalist? Remember? Those days are over. Look at this analysis from the voter registration data from Quantum Insights. Look at this. Only 29% of white Gen Z men are registered Democrats. That's down from an average of 50% just up till a few years ago. In 2018, Democrats captured nearly 70% of new voters under the age of 45 who registered with major parties. By 2024, that 70% collapsed to just 48%. Republicans went from roughly one-third of newly registered voters under 45 to an outright majority in just 6 years. Democrats, gang, you have to let this hit you. Democrats are not just facing a voter registration crisis. They are facing a generational realignment that will shape the electorate for decades. But it gets worse. It's not just this generational realignment. There is a full-blown class realignment that represents the Democrats' worst possible nightmare because it pulls the rug out from under their coalition that gave them power for the last 70 years since FDR. And that, of course, is the mass defection of the working class, both white and non-white, particularly Latinos. I mean, the Latino vote is in a free fall for the Democrats. In Florida, Democrats' share of new Latino registrants collapsed from 52% to now just barely 30%. That's between 2020 and 2024. In North Carolina, it dropped from 72% down to 58%. According to exit poll data, Trump received 46% of the Hispanic vote in 2024, potentially the highest for any Republican since Bush in 2004. It represents a 14-point increase from 2020. Harvard's Cervantes Observatory found precisely that. They found that Hispanic support for Trump increased from 28% in 2016 to 32% in 2020 to 46% in 2024. Do you see the trajectory? We are witnessing an intellectual awakening among American voters en masse all across the nation, who are rejecting overwhelmingly the condescension, the elitism, and the failed policies of the progressive left. And you know what else the elite establishment is trying to hide from all of us? The truth about your body's natural ability to heal itself. I just discovered something wild about stem cells. They're like tiny repair crews in your body that go fix things that need to be fixed. Joe Rogan has been talking about this for years. Just watch this.
I had a full-length rotator cuff tear, and the UFC gave me a doctor in Los Angeles, and he looks at my MRI and goes, "You're going to need surgery." I go, "100%? He goes, "I don't know how you're using it now. It's a matter of time. You're going to need surgery, so it might be better to do it now." So I got it shot up with stem cells. And this was the early days of stem cells in America where you could get away with more. That you got to go to Mexico now.
Yeah, so as Rogan pointed out, most stem cell therapies are banned in the United States, not because they're unsafe, but because they work too well and they threaten big pharma's profits. I mean, think about it. If you could heal without pills, insurance, or endless doctor visits, who loses? The same corrupt system that's been lying to you about politics has been lying to you about your health. The FDA's crackdown forces people overseas paying up to $50,000 for a single injection. But here's what most people don't know. High flavanol cocoa can naturally boost your stem cell activity. Studies show its flavanols trigger stem cells to leave your bone marrow and enter your bloodstream like bees from a hive. It's amazing. Harvard scientist Dr. William Lee actually backs this up. Check it out.
So studies have been done to show that the flavanols in cocoa stimulate stem cells to come out of your bone marrow like bees in a beehive in your bloodstream, and they go out and they find wherever it needs to be repaired. If it's in your heart, they'll fix it. If it's in your liver, they'll fix it. If it's your skin, they'll fix it.
So that's right. Dark chocolate, gang. But here's the thing. Flavanols are the good stuff found in cocoa beans, but they're usually destroyed, unfortunately, during the chocolate making process. But the good news is that Black Forest Supplements has created the first ever high flavanol cocoa powder packed with everything your body actually needs. And it's only 20 calories. I mix it with my coffee every morning. I just had a cup, actually, and I absolutely love it. It tastes amazing. This isn't your average cocoa. It's a stem cell power-up. I think you're going to be absolutely blown away. Click on that link below, and for the next 48 hours only, you can get a whopping 40% off your order. You heard that right, 40% off. But this promo is just for the next 48 hours only. So don't wait. Click on that link below right now. Now, if you could believe it, it actually gets even worse for the Democrats. If you've been with this channel for some time, and again, if not, make sure you smack that bell and subscribe button. I'd love to have you as a regular part of our channel. But, and let us know, by the way, if this is your first time here in the comments below. But if you've been with us for a while, all right, here's a question for you. Who remembers the significance of the Gallup voter identification survey? Who remembers that? You had to have been with us leading up to November of last year. Put that in the comments if you remember. The Gallup voter identification survey. We used it repeatedly as one of our predictive metrics going into the November elections. Had you been part of this channel last year, you would have known we were going into November to win big. We knew the question was not whether we were going to win. The question was just simply by how much. And one of the reasons why we knew that is the Gallup voter identification survey has actually come literally within tenths of a point in accurately predicting the popular vote over the last four election cycles. So back in 2008, Gallup found voter identification to be Democrat plus 8 and Obama won by 7.2. In 2012, the Democrat identity advantage was plus 4 and Obama won by plus 3.9. How's that for an accurate prediction indicator? See, that's the pattern that we've been seeing. And so it turned out that Gallup found a Republican plus 2 voter identity advantage going into November 2024. They went back and forth between 3 and 2 over the 6 months or so leading up to it. They eventually sided with 2. And as it turns out, Trump won the popular vote by 1.5. So voter identification, along with actual voter registration trends, are the two most accurate predictive indicators for how an election is going to turn out. And so this voter hemorrhaging in terms of registrations, this voter registration crisis for the Democrats, is now also showing up in terms of voter self-identification. Now, we don't have the Gallup numbers yet, but we do have numbers from Quantum Insights, one of the most accurate pollsters of 2024. And as things stand, we're going into the midterms with a plus one Republican advantage. Now, that's insane, because normally going into a midterm involves a 7-point swing against the party in power as compared to the previous presidential election. So we should be seeing something akin to a Democrat plus 4, plus 5 advantage right now. We're not. It's the opposite. We're seeing a voter identification almost on par for what we saw in the presidential election. And this is yet another predictive indicator for how the midterm election is going to turn out. Now, again, one caveat, as I understand it, it's not as accurate a predictor as it is with a presidential race. So Gallup has been able to accurately predict the winner of a presidential race based solely on partisan advantage, on voter identification. And so using that metric, we predicted that Trump would win the popular vote of around 1 to 2 percentage points. It ended up being in between 1.5. given a +2 Republican turnout advantage. It's not as easy when it comes to congressional races and midterms across the country because the vote gets distributed differently depending on region. There isn't this mass aggregate popular vote, as it were. But that said, I mean, gang, seriously, we're seeing a nearly identical turnout advantage for the Republicans for the midterms as we saw back in the presidential race. We're seeing an advantage that past midterm elections tell us should not be there. And the reason is because Democrats have been hemorrhaging voters so badly, losing over 4 million. They've effectively lost the advantage that the minority party almost always has going into the midterms. That's one of the most significant consequences of the voter registration crisis that the New York Times is sounding the alarm over. The numbers don't lie. I mean, the trends are absolutely clear. The future is conservative, and there is nothing that the Democrats seem to be able to do about it. So what do you guys think? Are we witnessing the most dramatic political realignment in modern American history? Let me know in the comments section below. I can't wait to read your comments. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for more data-driven analysis of the conservative movement that is reshaping American politics like never before. Love you guys. God bless. Have you locked in your seat from my America Awakened Masterclass yet? Because seats are filling up fast, this is your shot to grab our Freedom Week discount before the price goes up. This isn't scripted, it isn't safe, and it sure as heck isn't censored. It's real, it's raw, and it's unapologetically patriotic, just like the early days of Turley Talks that helped ignite a movement. But listen, this discount won't last. Click the link, claim your spot, and join the rising tide of Americans reclaiming faith, family, and freedom. Let's light the fire of liberty and awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the #1 news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.